I looked at my watch and it was exactly 8 minutes past one. According to statements from people living in the flats above Royal Arcade, that's precisely the time Minsky's glass door went in.
And you think there might be some connection between these two incidents?
Yes, I do, sir. I think those bottles were a booby trap to keep me occupied.
I wonder if those kids have got anything to do with these robberies.
Too much of the professional touch, in my view, sir. It's too well organized for kids. We've got to look for bigger fish.
Yeah. My theory, sir...
Not now, 49, if you don't mind. I've got a lot of work to do.
Yes, sir. Certainly, sir. I was just going to say, sir...
Close the door behind you, Constable.
Certainly, Sergeant. Good morning, all.
Come in, darling. Close the door behind you. There's an awful draught.
Oh, my feet. Oh, my feet. They're killing me.
Oh, poor old Archie. Sit down and put them on the fender. What's the idea of coming here in uniform? You've finished your duty, haven't you?
I was just too tired to go home and change. The last three nights on the beat have been just plain murder.
Crime marches on, eh?
Yeah. Too fast for my liking. The kids of this district seem to have started some sort of organized warfare against me.
Kids? How?
Well, three nights ago, they frightened the living daylights out of me by knocking over a dozen crates of empty milk bottles. The next night, they smashed half a dozen street lamps in Regent Crescent. And last night, they did some fancy work with a bonfire at the back of the zoo. Sounded like Noah's Ark gone mad by the time I got there.
What's the idea of it all?
My guess is that it's connected in some way with the series of smash-and-grab jobs we've had in the division lately.
How do you make that out?
Well, every time one of these rumpuses breaks out, an attempt is made to break in. On the opposite side of the section.
You think somebody is putting these kids up to doing this to distract attention from the real job?
I'm certain of it. It's happened too many times to be a coincidence.
Why don't you tell Inspector Wilson?
Tell Inspector Wilson, she says. The moment I say my theory is, he gives me the air.
What is your theory, darling?
But somebody's got hold of these kids and organized them. Somebody with a wide experience of crime. A man with a record. Who daren't take risks himself. He's having these kids take the chances for him.
A sort of an up-to-date Fagin, eh?
Yeah.
Well, there are a lot of young Oliver Twist round about nowadays would be easy marks for a man of that type.
Don't I know it?
Mrs. Butt was telling me about her daughter Phyllis only this morning.
Who's Mrs. Butt?
Well, she's my charlady, you know her.
Her, yes. What about her?
She's very worried about this kid of hers, Phyllis. She's not 16 yet, but it's nylon, cigarettes and full-stage makeup for that young madam. Out every night, her mother's got absolutely no control over her.
Needs the back of a hairbrush, wielded by a heavy fatherly hand.
Her father's dead. Anyway, the problem's too deep for that kind of treatment. Remember, these kids had a pretty rough time during their most impressionable years. Evacuated from pillar to post, or being dragged down to shelters night after night during the Blitz.
Yeah. Strike plenty of it in the juvenile courts. But it's generally hooliganism. Not big-time stuff like these smash-and-grab jobs.
Still, it's a possibility. Perhaps somebody is giving Oliver a new tour.
Come right in, Jimmy. Where's the rest of the boys?
Gone to the Flitz, Mr. Darcy. I'll give him two nicker apiece, like you said, and kept 12 quid for myself.
Good. You remember everything else I said, too, don't you, Jimmy?
You mean about not telling them you're fixing these jobs?
Yes, that's what I mean, kid.
They don't know nothing, except what I tell them. And I don't tell them nothing, except what to do. And they do it. See?
Yes, I see. Keep it that way, and everything will be sweet.
Why won't you let me bring the fellows here, Mr. Darcy?
The big shot's always got to stay undercover, son. It's this way. You and me's partners. Those kids are just a bunch of mugs. They work for us, see? We skim the cream, and they get what's left. Get it?
I get it.
I asked you to come here tonight because I want you to answer a question.
Oh, go ahead, partner.
Remember when you knocked off those furs from Minsky's a couple of nights ago?
Oh, sure I remember. Splinter and me did it. We pinched a car for that job. I brought the coats here.
What about the silver fox cape, Jimmy?
Silver fox cape? I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, here, go easy. What's that for?
I told you I don't like liars. The paper said there were two Persian lamb coats.
That's right.
And one silver fox cape. Come on now. What did you do with that cape?
No, don't hit me again. I wanted that cape for myself.
I don't notice you're wearing it.
I wanted it for me girl. You know, Phyllis.
You blasted idiot. You don't mean to tell me you gave that cape to some little tramp?
You lay off that, Darcy. Phyllis ain't no tramp. She's my girl.
Why, you dope. I ought to break your back. If that kid wears those furs anywhere in this district, you've had it.
Don't worry. She won't wear them. I told her not to.
She better not. Now, get out of here lively and bring back that cape.
What? Get it back from Phyllis?
That's it. Unless you want a packet of trouble with the cops and with me as well. You wouldn't like that, would you, Jimmy?
Oh, I didn't mean no harm.
Jimmy, you've seen a lot of pictures, haven't you?
I don't miss many.
A lot of phony actors playing at being tough guys. Well, this isn't acting, kid. This is the real thing. You're not sitting in the 90s now waiting for the lights to go up when it's all over.
Who said I was?
A bit scared, aren't you?
Oh, I'm not scared of nothing.
Listen, you cheap little chiseler. You go and get that cape right now. And remember this. If you start any trouble before you bring it back here, you've never met me in your life before. If the cops get onto you, you stay dead dumb.
Oh, I wouldn't squeal.
Just as well. I'd fix you once and for all if you did. And Phyllis, too. Now, get cracking.
Okay, okay. Leave it to me.
Have a cup of cocoa, Archie?
No, thanks, darling. Can't sit here all night discussing juvenile delinquency. I need some sleep. Where'd you put my helmet, darling?
Well, out of sight. I'll get it. And don't come here in uniform again, Copper. You know that's against my rules. Roses and romance don't mix.
Oh, honestly, darling, I was just too tired to change. Oh, thank goodness I'm off tomorrow.
Well, who'll that be?
Pretty late for callers, isn't it?
Yes, I'll see who it is. Oh, Phyllis, come in, dear.
Thank you, Miss Carr. Ever so sorry I'm so late, but Mum gave me a message for you.
Oh, don't worry about that. Come right in, dear.
Archie, this is Phyllis Bott. Her mother does for me. Funny, Phyllis, we were just talking about you a while ago.
Oh, Copper.
It's all right, Phyllis. She's off duty. Anyway, you've no reason to be afraid of a policeman.
Hello, Phyllis. Of course she hasn't.
Haven't I? No, I suppose not. Before I went to the parlor tonight, Mum asked me to come round and tell you she can't manage this morning. Miss Carr, tomorrow morning, I mean, of course. She's got to go and see my Uncle Alf in hospital. He's been took bad again.
Oh, that's all right, dear. Well, that's a lovely cape you're wearing.
Yes, smashing, isn't it?
Pretty expensive, what?
What?
Must have cost a lot of money. What?
Oh, yes, I got it from a friend.
A present, Phyllis?
Yes. I mean, no. Oh, I shouldn't have wore it, really, and it belonged to somebody else, you see. I just borrowed it. Yes, that's right. I just borrowed it from a girlfriend of mine.
Did you now? Looks pretty new.
Yes.
Like a cup of cocoa, Phyllis?
Cocoa? Oh, no. I've got to be going now, Miss Carr. It's ever so late, and Mum don't like me to be out after 11.
Well, don't hurry, dear. Sit down a minute.
Yes, do.
Oh, no, Miss Carr, I can't. I've got to meet my friend. Yes, that's right. I've got to meet my friend and return this cape before I go home. Anyway, Mum blows up something awful if I'm in after 11. Good night, Miss Carr. Good night, Constable.
Good night, Phyllis.
I'll hurry home, dear.
Good night. Yes, I will.
Well, now you see what I mean.
Quick, Joan. Get after that kid.
Why, what's the matter?
That cape. If that's not part of the haul from Minsky's first store, I'll go to the bottom of the class.
What?
She'll rumble if I follow her in this uniform. Quick, here's your coat. Get after her and see who she meets and keep out of sight.
I seem to spend all my spare time as acting unpaid policewoman.
Hurry.
Okay, hand me that scarf. Here we go again.
Hey.